very good. Very good. Very good. I'm just about ready to try to remove a chip off a board, so... I heard Ron in here just a couple minutes ago. He's been testing radios all afternoon.
Oh yeah, I think Doc getting some radios. He's probably getting them ready for maybe take to for the swap. That's probably what he's doing. And I had a inquiry from Doc about a antenna tuner. I think he was talking about the one, so I sent him an email on that and what we would as a club what we would take for it if he's you know if he wants to buy it. So we'll see how that goes.
Very good. Very good. Well, hopefully there's a few more people in the club, get some interest there, and not so much stuff needs to go up to Cadillac.
Yeah, I've been actually thinking if that Meritron tuner doesn't go, I was thinking about buying it and selling my Pelstar, because Pelstar's a lot of money sitting on the desk and it's not getting used very much, so I figure maybe I should get some a little less that cost a little less to put over there on the desk, and that's probably still would work as well. I had the Meritron, I hooked it up yesterday and put the antenna analyzer on it to see how it would tune, and it tuned my dipole very, very, very well, except for 17 meters, and I don't have anything that will, the antenna I got will not tune on 17 meters with anything that I've got, so the Meritron seems to be pretty decent. The only thing, it's not automatic, but that's, you know, if you don't use it very much, the automatic doesn't really matter.
Yep, yep, it doesn't. If you're only using it occasional use, that's fine, and it's a good heavy-duty unit, should last a long time. So, that's a good deal. Sounds like you're trying to offset some of the cost of that new truck.
Yeah, really, I'll make money on it, because when I bought that Pelstar on that auction, and it was a Yaesu radio along with it, and I sold the Yaesu radio at Cadillac yesterday or last year for the about the same amount I paid for the whole package. So that Pelstar sitting there, and I'm looking on. I looked on QRZ. That Pelstar is going for around $1,000 on QRZ. So I could get some more money and buy something else, Rick.
There you go. There you go. There's always something. There's always something else we'd like to have. So, I guess that's part of the goals in life.
Yeah, I guess it's got to the point where I really don't need anything more than what I have. So, that's what it's got to. I think I got everything that I need. I actually got too many. I got too many HF rigs, Rick. I got the K3 and the 2001 table, and I got the 7610 on another, and then I got a Yaesu set in a box someplace else. So I got a another Elecraft KX2 set someplace else, and then really think about it, I got a the Drake Twins set back there too. I'd like to take the Drake Twins up to Cadillac, put on the table too, but I haven't quite decided to do that one yet.